into some questions. That's maybe tomorrow. Ken, let's go into some question. A question. How quickly can we become masters of our power? Is that right, English? That's okay. We. Like the French? We. How quickly can we become masters of our power right now? Let me explain. It's a beautiful question. By asking that question, can you see you're exercising your power? You're asking, how quickly can I be a master of my power? You have the power to create that question. You had the power to create the possibility it may take time. Can you see that? You are the same one who have the power to believe right now it can happen. Because the questioner is the power. You follow? You see, we self-delude. When you say, I can't do it, you have done that so well. Can you see by our execution, we have executed our power? When you decide to be sad, have you seen the power you unleash in you, the sadness? We think it is happening to us, but we are commanding it. We are unleashing it. First, be awakened to the power of your own thoughts and words and mind. Like how? You have, when you ask the question, how? You have the power to command a question. Right now, as you agree, you have the power to command your answer. This very moment, as the mind moves, if you ask, can I do this? You have just done it. That is the first freedom. Mastery of the formation of mind, thoughts. Next is to know the body. The body one must treat like how one is with a horse. It's a cooperation. But the rider still controls. You love the horse. You take care of the horse. You look after, you give the horse rest and food and everything. But when you're on the horse, slight command. You take it and go. It is a real relationship. Right now, you can have the power over the body. I'm not saying starve the body and think you are powerful. That is madness because it is a beast too. It is a biological entity too, but a relationship. Then final, the power just to be. Just to be. The power of just. Just. The power of just being. Now, that is when the whole of you come. We exist split, you know, Ronnie, all the time. We are neither here nor there. We are here, we want to be there, we are there, we want to be here. We are always, never where we are. There are moments of danger when you become one. Such energy is revealed. That is the energy of integration, when you become integrated. You have never experienced you integrated. Because you know why? We lived in movement. We are always moving somewhere. Thus, in that movement, we abandon where we are. When you learn not to abandon where you are, and you love where you are, you become whole. It's like this. If you are poor, you're already moving to become rich, at least mentally. You want that. Thus, you are trying to abandon the moment. If you can love your poverty and realize, it is a byproduct of my own command. That moment, you have command. You come together. Now you can command to be wealthy. They taught human beings to set goals. Goals are good for outward things. But when you set gold over you, they made you split. They made you not accept you as how you are now. If you can just be without moving, which means you do not have a mind of improvement, you are just as you are. The power to be whatever you can be is revealed. Your energy explodes. We have imagination more than where we are. That is our trouble. We are not where we are supposed to be. You are here for a particular reason. You are at this juncture for a fact. Life puts you in a situation for you to face something in that moment. If you keep missing it, how are you going to grow? Because nothing can happen to you without a reason for your growth. Nothing is mindless, but only thing, we keep missing it. Now, if you can find a moment to exactly be where you are, doing exactly what you are doing in that moment, completely losing the mind of projection, that moment you become available to you, your energy explodes. And that energy that explodes awaits your command. So the question, how quickly can we become masters of our power right now? But the final explosion, give it. As you come together more and more and more and more, the final will happen. How often should we release that which we do not want to be? You should never even a moment be what you don't want to be. Zero tolerance. Not a single moment. One moment you tolerate, you're fallen. Maybe you can't change it, but at least within you protest it. You say no. It's like this, you know, I tell people. Never move with each other without love. If there is no love, don't move. Say sorry. People ask, how to get love? Stop dropping a life without love. You tolerate, hoping in the future you will have love. Never a moment compromise. Within you, maybe without you don't have, secondary, but within you, never. So you must never pass through a moment. This is the disciplined one. To learn to live. It's a discipline. It takes a little bit of work. Then suddenly you are just in that state. And as you drop it, you watch and see this that you are becomes who you are, what you are. So not even a moment. Buddha used to say, even a moment you lose awareness of your breath, you have lost. The breath meaning awareness. That one moment you slipped. One moment you forget you are powerful, you are fallen. Thus the first lesson I say is self-remembrance. Go on remembering. Just hold deep remembrance of who you are. Like today when you leave, walk. Walk as masters. Remember, walk in your power. Walk in your choice. Walk in your love. Not a moment let go. Not a moment, not a moment. When do you realize your full potential and how? When the word when becomes obsolete. You see, when means enslavement. When he smiles at me, I'll smile back. When he loves me, I'll be happy. when the sun comes out, I will be happy. The word when must be dropped. No when. The when is a state of slavery when it comes to personal. There is no when, there is only now. That means your life does not depend on anybody. Your life solely depends on you in your inner world. I'm not even talking of outer world. For the outer world, there are a lot of things depends, agreed. You can't go out playing if it's raining. Then you can say, when the sun comes out, I'll play. But internally, there is no when. You are the master. So kill the word when it comes within you. There is no when. When I meet my beloved, I would love. No, love. The when will dress herself up and come. When is a language of slavery, you know. It's the language of the other. How would you handle anger directly towards you? Aiya! That was my younger days. Right now, I surf it. Somebody gets angry with me, I surf the anger. It is energy. It's beautiful energy. Anger is power. Anger is based on fear. When somebody is angry with you, don't fight it with anger. Surf it. Use that anger to help you to rise. You've seen boxers, they sometimes punch themselves before the tournament. The coaches will even scold them, say, give me anger. Sometimes anger is like a wave that pushes them up. Anger can kill you, anger can rise you. When somebody shows anger towards you, be very grateful. You have given me a moment to rise. And if anger is ever directed to you, it's because you can't be truthful wholly. Anger most often is trying to break your truth, you know. If you stand uncompromised with your truth, anger does not have any power to touch you. So when anger comes to you, just watch. What is the truth I need to stand firm with? And anger can be a very beautiful thing. A few more questions. Can Master speak about the more he talks about at the Whistler retreat? Is this. When you are not in command, you are lower, you are less. When you are in command, you are always the more. The movement is like this. Within, it becomes one point, less. Without, it's like the tree, you know. If you go back to the seed, it's the less. When the tree starts blooming, it becomes the more. And it reaches out to the heavens. The more is the transcendent of the fallen you. The more is the liberation from personal defeat. The more is your promise. And the day you live your more, you just remember the more of you. That means you do not allow yourself to be limited. When you do not allow somebody to bring you back down to the seed, do you know existence garlands you? Like I was once talking to somebody and a person asked, do you speak French? He says, not yet. Sometimes people will say, no, brought down to the seat. Said, not yet. It's a statement too. Have you done skydiving? Not yet. I'm waiting for my mother-in-law to do it first. How can we understand where our energy is being currently directed? Sometimes I have no idea, despite my good intention. This is your truth, you know. A lot of you are unaware of your energy. Your energy can be known when you meditate on the point C, when you are alone. I'm A, you are B, the C. If you can bring your attention to C deeply, you will slowly start knowing your own vibration. You see, if you are not aware of your vibration, you live out other people's vibration. Have you seen when people are scared, they can rub that energy off you? If you want to fail, hang around with failures. They will rub the energy on you. If you want to be miserable, hang out with miserable people. Suddenly you see you have that energy, that thought. Simple. But when you sit silently in the point C and you keep watching the point C for a long period of time, you'll always see your vibration. But you have no energy in the lower. You only have energy in the higher. The more is your energy. You see, right now, he is a name, a body, a personality. But when you penetrate the more in him, you will always see him as an energy. It's like, if I say, think of your father or your mother or somebody who's not next to you, you first think the face, the body, the personality, then you think of the feel, isn't it? Haven't you seen? That feel of them is the primary energy. A horse only recognizes your energy, you know. That's the nature of animals. They don't even recognize your form in the beginning. They recognize your energy. Children recognize your energy. But you must drive your awareness to it, of your own vibration. Go take crystals and hold it. If you hold crystal long enough, you can feel if it's alive, you feel the vibration. And then feel you. You vibrate too. And slowly you know where your energy is flowing. And then you can command your energy to flow wherever you want to. What else can I do after discipline one to increase our energy beside the master's breath, mastery meditation before we take discipline two? Good. Question: how to increase your energy? Have fun. This much meditation is enough. Master's breath, mastery meditation, enough. I want you to have fun. What is fun for you? Fun is doing something without the obligation of the future. Fun is doing something which the society calls it stupid. It's fun. What would you do for fun? Fun is when you release your energy free. Fun. You are not so concentrated. Not so anal. You are analless. What would you do for fun? This is what I recommend to all my students. Whenever you have done discipline one, please have fun. Real fun. Because you know why? Fun is so important. The body remembers the childhood state. It releases energy. Learn to have fun. What fun means to you, define it. But have fun. Just have fun. A mindless activity. People go snowboarding. It is silly. Climb up a mountain, stick a board, slide down, and hopefully you don't break your neck. And if you make it once, climb up again. What are you doing? What are you achieving? But the amount of fun people have, why not? I call it sliding in style. Why not? What is fun? Some people paint. That is the child part of you. Or that is the pure energy of you. People cannot have fun, you know. They need to be serious. And why they need to be serious? Because they uphold lies. Lies need seriousness. Truth does not need seriousness. It can have fun. Lots of fun. It can relax. So after discipline, one have lots of fun. And when the fun is full, sit and command that energy. Can you see? When you're having fun, stop a moment and direct that energy. You see, to love somebody is not fun for us, you know. Love is such a pain for us. That is why we make great difficulty in loving. Try loving somebody for fun. This is a story I've heard. A comedian in a movie. It's a beautiful sketch. A big tough guy comes and slaps the comedian. The comedian looks at the tough guy into his eyes and said, "Did you slap me for real or did you have fun with me?" He said, "I slapped you for real." He said, "Yeah. Don't have fun with me. What do you think I am?" It's how you change it. It's how you change it. It's how you twist it. We have lost all ability to have fun. We don't know how to have fun. I have seen children in the third world living out of a cardboard box and still having fun. I have watched. I have been with fishermen, you know, who make so little money, such poverty. They have so much of fun fishing. They'll be singing songs, joking with each other. And you wonder, you know, like, he's not rich, but he has fun. It is a property, a quality. One thing must be really outlawed in the world is seriousness. That's why you never catch many spiritual people laughing. It will break their lie. They have to be rather serious. Is there a methodology to create readiness which in oneself in order to enter into life fully? Yes. Readiness to fail, readiness to die, readiness to let go, readiness to be a fool, readiness to be wrong, readiness to realize, the readiness to love. That is the only way you can enter life. If not, you cannot enter life. We are so guarded. Do you know that? That's why we don't enter life. We build a house. We cover ourselves. We are all living in a small fortress. Day by day, our civilization is paranoid. We don't even know your neighbor. Actually, the truth is you don't want to know your neighbor. It's trouble. We walk in a street where thousands walk, but we are alone. Watch that. In the monkey's colony, that doesn't happen, you know. Monkeys have incredible caliber to be with each other. And it's a monkey. You rarely find an alone monkey. It happens. Sometimes they get kicked out. Usually those monkeys are called Thomas. No, I call them Thomas. You see, we have lost, you know, in the street. We are so suspicious. We are so scared. We are so guarded. You know, there is a reasoning behind it. They don't want people to come together. So the paranoia is set inside of us. It's like we are very afraid we will get robbed. If everybody is a friend in the neighborhood, you have better chance not getting robbed. But we have lost that. And we have become so afraid of life. We are so guarded. So we must drop that. And for that, be willing to be a fool. Be willing to be hurt. If not, there is no other way. Does forgiveness factor into the letting go of one's facts? When you realize you can never be hurt, when you realize no matter what happened, you are responsible. When you realize you are the commander, there is nothing to forgive anybody. All is blessing. Forgiveness is when you hold another accountable. Don't give another such a strength. Sometimes people ask, do I have to forgive my father? Why give him the strength to hurt you? Why? He did what he did. That is his business. Forgiveness is when you have put your responsibility onto another. If not, there is no need to forgive. Take your power back. There is no need to forgive anybody. It happened, Mullah Nasruddin went into the fire station to report that his wife is missing. So the fireman asked, why are you here? This is a fire station. You should go to the police station. He said, I went the last time she ran away, but they found her and brought her back. Now he knows. Again, you and I are sitting together exploring this truth, not only to live our life rightly, but knowing a right life lived is the best gift you can give to humanity. If you don't live rightly, what are you going to give humanity? Now go forth deeply into it. Okay? I'll see you all tomorrow.